dinner time and I'm in my pajamas. Am I still adulting? This is Sandra Tsing Lo with the lowdown on science. When you hear adulthood, what comes to mind? Employment, paying rent, stock options, probably not eating Pop-Tarts for every meal. But how does society define legitimate adults? Enter Adriana Bagnall-Munson of Columbia University. For 18 months, she observed a program for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. She noted their participation in job training, community activities, and meetings with social workers. Results? Responsibility and independence are often core to how people define adulthood. Bagnall-Munson calls this expectation cultural adulthood. Her research suggests that societal expectations can be a barrier in recognizing disabled adults as adults. Using independence and responsibility as a benchmark may feel inclusive, but this research suggests it's inadvertently exclusionary, and maybe even a bit contradictory. None of us, disabled or otherwise, are responsible and independent all the time. I'm looking at you, last night's dishes. I mean, I'm no fan of cleaning, but I'm still an adult. And, oh look, Pop-Tarts.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.